came unto them, and they glory of the Lord shine all around about them. Amen. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord shine all around about them, and they were struck free. Because the glory of the Lord, when Jesus was born, the glory, the earth just bright lit up. Because, God, my God, it was a different, you know, it was a different light. It was a light of shine. It was a light of clear. Amen. They could see clear. And the Bible says that the angel, it began to talk to the shepherds while they was out there. The angels of the Lord came unto the shepherds. And the glory of the Lord shine around about them. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, God is so good. And it says, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings. Come on, oh my goodness, of this great joy, which shall be to all people. Oh, what a greatest gift, which shall be to all people. Anybody, I don't care where you at, anybody, I don't care how big you are, anybody, how small you are, I don't care. You don't have to have much, but it's to everybody. I bring you good tidings. I bring you greetings. Amen. Of a salutation of the greatest gift has ever been given to mankind, which is Jesus Christ, which is Jesus, the Elohim, which is Jesus, the El Shaddai, the greatest gift that has ever been unwrapped, which is Jesus. Amen. So guess what? The angels told him to say, fear not, because I've got good news. I've got good news. Come on. I got good news. Glory to God. And it says here, hallelujah. It says here to all people, hallelujah, for unto you is born this day, come on, in the city of David, unto you this day is born unto you. Your whole life is finna change. Your whole situation is finna change. Labor with as Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. And this shall be a sign unto you. Lo, ye shall find, listen, the babe wrapped in what? Swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. Oh my God. It shall be a sign. That's what happened. She wrapped them up. She followed the instruction that was given to her in the beginning. And then when they came, they found the baby. Like the angel said, come on. And it says, shall be a sign. It shall be a sign. Just do something to me when I read this. Because the birth of Jesus. The birth of Jesus, hallelujah. It brought about a change for a lot of us. It brought about a change for you, young man. It brought about a change for you, young lady. Brought about a change for you, middle-aged man. Come on, because we don't have to live into sin. He died. He gave his life. He was born into sin. Come on, that we can have a right to the true life. So it just do something to me about the birth of Jesus, because I'm grateful that he was born. I thank God that he was born. I thank God that Mary did not refuse to carry this. And I thank God that he began to talk with Joseph and let Joseph know, fear not, for this is what you have heard. This is of the Lord's doing. And he put Joseph to sleep. We know that he began to talk to Joseph, and Joseph woke up, and Joseph followed the plan. The angel visited him in a dream, spoke to him in a dream, said, told him to fear not, to take Mary thy wife, to be thy wife, because this is what is in her, is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he told Joseph to take him and flee. Come on. Hallelujah. And Joseph followed this. Everything was followed to the T. Why? Because the greatest gift has ever been wrapped, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to fret about it. Come on. The greatest gift. The greatest gift. I can't stop saying it. The greatest gift is He got us into his arms. He got us wrapped in his word. We got his word on it. Come on, it's a wrap. He got us surrounded by his word, the greatest gift, the greatest gift. Come on, hallelujah. It covers, you know, we have to go out and buy wrapping paper. We have to go out and get gift boxes, wrapping tape and all of this, hallelujah, and wrap the gift. But the gift was already wrapped. The gift was already wrapped. She wrapped him up. She wrapped him up and laid him in a manger. Come on. She wrapped him up in swaddling clothes. Hallelujah. So that lets me know, guess what? We could come through anything because God has already wrapped it up. These light afflictions, God has already wrapped it up. Come on. This lighter situation that I'm in, hallelujah, is already wrapped because I can always walk through it. I can come out of this. Why? Because he was born into the world to save us. He was born into the world. And then not only that, praise our God, he gave it himself to us. He put himself in us, not around us, but in us. So we have the word in us. We have the dunamis word in us. We have the power word in us. Come on. Oh, what a great gift to you, to all. This is a sign. This is a sign. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise our God. You see, because they had already seek to kill Jesus, seek to kill him. Hallelujah. But then they didn't even go back to tell. They didn't even go back to tell, hallelujah, that we found him. He inherited the king. And he said, when you find him, return him. Tell me, hallelujah. Oh, but they didn't go back to tell him. When you found Jesus, you won't go back. Oh, you won't. When you accept Jesus, I say, because he's not lost. Oh, you won't go back. Come on here. You won't go back to the way that you used to be when you accept him, when you see him, when you receive him. Come on, hallelujah. They didn't even go back to tell that we had found him. Praise God. Why? Because there was a change had come over them. Praise our God. There's a change can come over you today, no matter what you're in, no matter what you're going through. There's a change can come over you today only if you will accept him, only if you will allow him to come in. Hallelujah. As Mary said, such as to be, bid it unto me. Such as to be is to be, so I will be the one. Bid it unto me. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost came and overshadowed her, and she became pregnant. Hallelujah. With the Savior. She became pregnant with whatever you need him to be. She became pregnant with that. Praise our God. And she delivered him and she brought him forth. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's time for you to come forth. It's time for you to come forth. It's time for you to come out. It's time for you to come up out of that situation and come forth. Amen. Why? Because he's been born. The greatest gift. You can receive him. Come on. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead according to the word. And he said, thou shalt be saved. Come on, because the son have already given his life. He've already paid the price. You can't pay a price. You can't pay a price. The price has already been paid. Come on. Hallelujah. My ransom has already been paid. The greatest gift have already paid my ransom from sin. Come on. Hallelujah. Guess what? We're in the world, but we're not of the world, so we don't have to sin. Come on here. Hallelujah. We don't have to sin. Why? Because in the Bible says, and if you do, and whatever sin it is, if you do, come on, what you got to do? You got to advocate it with the Father. Come on. So guess what? That's the greatest gift. Hallelujah. That's the best lawyer. That's the best judge to ever have. Come on your side. Come on. Because if God be for you, who could be against you? Come on, the greatest gift, which is Jesus Christ. Are you out there today? Are you listening? Are you listening? Come on, what he said about this virgin. Hallelujah. She was going to bring forth a child, a male child, a male seed, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and he shall what? Save his people. He shall redeem us back. Oh, praise our God unto him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a great gift. Oh, what a great gift. Amen. I'm going to open up these phone lines. And if you want to say Merry Christmas to someone and they may be listening, you can call in there and say Merry Christmas also to them. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you want prayer, we'll begin to pray for you while we're on the air. Again, I'm going to open up the phone lines for you. Error code 321-632-1000. Amen. You can call in and wish someone a Merry Christmas. Amen. Hallelujah. The lines are now open. Amen. It is 9:40. The lines is now open. We'll be the first one to call in. Hallelujah. And wish someone a Merry Christmas and just say the greatest gift. I'm glad about the greatest gift that I have received within me, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank God for him being born. Amen. You and you. Again, the phone lines are open. And you say, well, Apostle, I want to call in. And I want to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, as my personal Savior. I will pray with you and pray for you as you receive him. Hallelujah. It's just a gift. All you got to do is receive it. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to work for it. All you have to do is believe, and you shall be saved. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God is doing what? Raise Jesus from the dead, and you shall be saved. Oh, what a great gift. Oh, what a great gift. Come on. We await your calls. Again, the line is open. It's open for you to call in. Error code 321-632-1000. God bless you, caller. What a great gift.
Good morning, Apostle. God bless you.
Bless you.
God bless you. I just want to say thank you for presenting the greatest gift over the radio this morning.
Yes.
God bless you. And to the radio audience.
Yes.
God bless you. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Prophetess Gathers. And God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yes, this is what I'm talking about. Anybody else out there, this is what you can do. Amen. I take time to open up the phone lines. Amen. You may not be able to get with your relatives, and they may perhaps listening to the radio broadcast and on Cypress audience, and they can hear your voice wishing them a Merry Christmas. So, again, the phone lines is open for you to call in because it's the greatest gift that anybody can receive is Jesus Christ. The greatest gift that has ever been wrapped, Jesus Christ. He's there for you. Amen. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice, come on, and harden not their heart, open up their door. He said, I'll come in and I'll consult with him, and he consult, you consult with you. Praise our God. He consult with you and you consult with him. You can tell him about it. That's a great gift. Why don't you want to receive that gift today? Come on, receive him today, because he is who he is, and he can do exactly what he say he's going to do. Praise our God. He's a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Come on. Oh, what joy. It talks about his birth when he was born and what happened. Oh, it brought so much joy. It brought so much joy when our Savior was born. It brought so much joy. It said, oh, hell, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hell, Emmanuel. Come on. Joy to the world. He brought joy to the world. No matter what was going on, joy came. Why? Because our Savior, our Lord, was born. Come on. This day, he said, in this day in Bethlehem, this day in Bethlehem, you shall what? Find him this day. Wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in the manger. And they did just that. And they found him. And they were so excited about it. And the Bible goes on to talk about how they brought gifts and they opened it up, how they brought gifts unto the king, unto him. Praise God. So this is where we get our gifts at. It's, oh my God, it's they were so excited. They just begin to give it. They just begin to give this newborn little baby because it was something about him different from any other child. Oh, but little did they know he was the Savior of the world. Mary knew already because the angel had already begun this deal with her. Come on. John the Baptist knew already because he had already bear witness with it. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joseph had already got connected with what was being done. Before he had to be put to sleep, he had to be dealt with within a dream. So to get his heart right for this day, for this occasion, praise our God. So what you need to do is get your mind right. Get your heart right for this day to accept the greatest gift has ever been given to the world, which is Jesus Christ. Come on. Again, anybody out there, want to call in? You may say, Apostle, what's the number? Again, error code 321-632-1000. You got some time here. You got some time here. And I want you to know this. Come on. You cannot go wrong. You cannot go wrong when you receive this gift. you cannot go wrong. Because he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So you can't go wrong with it. Come on, hallelujah. You know, when you buy something for someone, and as in a gift, they give you a receipt. They give you a receipt just in case, you know, it's not to your liking or you whatever it may be, something going on with it, and you have to take it back to exchange it. So guess what? This gift has already paid the price for that. You could come here. You could exchange from out of the hands of the enemy into his hand. And you won't have to worry about him leaving you. He won't forsake you. He won't forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. The greatest gift has ever been given, has ever been given. Can't nobody give a gift like this. Can't nobody give a gift like this. Nobody. We can't find nobody. Searched all over, can't find nobody like him. He's a gift to us, and we appreciate him. We appreciate him. Appreciate him. How about this? Do you appreciate it today? Do you appreciate him? Yes. Do you thank him? Yes. Is he worthy to be praised? Yes. We lift him up because he's great. He's great above all situations, circumstances that we can be faced or that we're going through with. Our God reigns. Our God lives, and he lives forevermore. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, what a great gift. Praise God. Amen. I can only imagine when I wasn't there, but I've been reading the story. I've been told. I can imagine what that star looked like when the shepherds was out in the field tending to the sheep, and they saw the star. It lit up. It lit up. Come on. It lit up the whole place out there. My God. You think a floodlight. That's when they got the floodlight. The floodlight has been around. Come on. A floodlight. It shined everywhere. And they followed that star all the way to Bethel. They followed it. And then when they got there and the star was over there, and that's where he was in the manger. Come on. Hallelujah. So if you want to call in, do so. Do so. Do so. Again, the phone lines are open for you. For you just to call and to wish somebody a Merry Christmas. And you can do this again. Error code 321-632-1000. As we await your call. Come on. You say, Apostle, I'm driving alone and I can't call in, but I want to receive this gift. All you got to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and you shall receive the greatest gift that has ever been given to the world kind, mankind, for you and I, praise God, to have a right to the tree of life. You can live now because the gift has been given. The gift has been given. The altar call has been opened for you, my brother, for you, my sister, for you, young man, you, young lady. Come and receive this gift. Come and receive this gift. Come on. Come without money. You don't have to buy. Come without money. Come without price. This gift come without money or price. All you got to do is do what? Receive the gift, the precious gift, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Anybody out there? Anybody? I'm waiting your call. Like I said, we got a few minutes. We'll wait your call. Praise God. We thank God for Prophet Doris calling in and wishing those that are you out there on the sound of the voice a Merry Christmas. Because again, we know that Jesus is the reason for the season. We know this. Praise our God. Those that are believers, those that have accepted the gift, we know what it's all about. So we take time now to worship our Savior and praise him and adore him and thank him. Why? Because he brought joy to the world. He brought joy to you and I. Hallelujah. Serving God has been great. Serving him, it has not been a strain. Serving him, it has not been, I just came because I have nothing else to do. No, I'm serving him because I love him. I'm serving him because I enjoy. I thank him. I thank him for being the gift, the greatest gift of all, to all kind, everybody that will accept the gift. Because, you know, some people don't receive your gift. They don't receive him. He was rejected. He was bruised. He was despised among men. Come on. But it didn't stop him from being the gift. Mm-mm. Excuse me. He did exactly what he was told to do, what he was prophesied to do to the world. Thank God. He did just that. So what about you today? Would you accept this gift? What about you today? Do you want to accept it? You can, my brother. You can, my sister. And it'll make a world of difference in your life. It'll make all the difference in your life. You will not be left alone. Again, the phone lines are open. My time is getting close down. The phone lines are open that you can call in and wish someone a Merry Christmas, one of your loved ones that you may not be able to get a chance to see, but they can hear your voice over the phone line, over the airways. Come on. Hallelujah. Lord, bless you today. Bless you today and the days to come. Amen. Hallelujah. We know, again, Christmas is this week. You're going to be busy throughout the rest of the week. Some of you perhaps have already did your Christmas shopping, and some of you probably have just not begun to do your Christmas shopping. So guess what? We still give God the praise. We still give God the glory. We still give him the honor. Amen. He's still who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Praise God. I want you to be of good courage again. Hold your head up high. Don't fret. Don't fear. Hallelujah. As he told the disciples, as he told the shepherds, fear not. Fear not. Come on here, because I bring you good tidings. I bring you good news. Come on. This is good news. This is good tidings, glad tidings, that the Savior of the world was born. Hallelujah. This day, and it shall be what? Fulfilled. Hallelujah. And ye shall find the babe. Hallelujah. Wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. Come on. Hallelujah. You shall find him. I want you to know today, if you seek him, you'll find him. Come on. If you knock, the door will be open. As you ask, it shall be given unto you. Come on. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're seeking, you're going to find him. The greatest gift. You may say, well, Pastor, excuse me, I don't have peace. I don't have peace today. He can give you peace today. You may say, I don't have joy. He can give you joy today. He's a God that got everything. Everything you need. He's a God that can do anything you need. Anything. Why? Because he's the greatest gift to mankind. He's the greatest gift to mankind. Don't care who you are, what status you hold in life, he's the gift to you today. Come on. You may be up. You may be down. Guess what? He's right there to pick you up. To pick you up. Come on. Anybody? For the lines be cut off. Anybody, we wait your call. Amen. We wait your calls. Hey, praise our God. Listen, again, I want y'all to be encouraged. Hold your head up high. Again, we're going to be in a watch night service. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I should say back up Sunday coming up, which is the fifth Sunday. We'll be in our last service for the year. Last service for the year at 1219 South. The last service for the year 2024. Amen. Then we'll be preparing to go in watch night service through our first service in 2025. Amen. Then the revival coming up, be 13th through the 17th. Oh my God. With again, Pastor Tanya Green from out of Melbourne. Praise our God. Will be there with us that whole week. Callers, you got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. If you want to call in, you have 2 minutes. You still can call in. We'll be there with Pastor Tanya Green. Amen. The whole week. Amen. Hallelujah. People will be coming in for the revival, the first revival of the year. Amen. We're at location again, 1219 South Street, right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. So you'll be hearing more about that. Amen. Perhaps you will see the flyer and you get more information off of that also. And then we got other things coming up for the year. So we're going to look to see you in some of these services that we're having and that we will be having. Oh, praise our God. The greatest gift that has ever been given to mankind is Jesus Christ. You can't lose with this gift. Come on. You can't lose with him. He'll make you happy when you're sad. Come on. Hallelujah. He'll give you joy when you're here. He'll give you peace. Got 1 minute left. Come on, one caller. If you still want to call, you got 1 minute left. Hallelujah. And while I'm talking, hallelujah, I want you to be of good courage again today. Again, he'll make you happy. Again, he's a mind liberator. He's a heart fixer. He's a lifter of my head. The greatest gift of all the greatest gift of all. Praise God. We'll be back here on Friday. I know people will probably be, you know, out and about, still coming down from Christmas, still right there, you know. Hallelujah. But we'll be here. Amen. On what? WWBC 1510. What? On your AM dial. What? 9 o'clock to 10. It's about time for your miracle. Hallelujah. Broadcast with who? Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Thank you for your calls, those prophets that call in. Thank you for your calls. Amen. We want to know, let you know, our time is coming, going for that. Amen. Now we got a few more minutes left with you on the air. But I want to thank all of you that has been listening, all of you that has been meet me out in the public market and say your the radio broadcast has been a blessing to you. Amen. And you want to be a blessing to it. You can sow a seed into this broadcast. Amen. You, 2 minutes. You can stop by the radio station and say, I'd like to just give a donation. Amen. Towards the radio broadcast to help stay on the air. Or you can send it in P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Amen. And I'll make sure that it'll get here a pledge, a token. Amen. To say we want to help Apostle stay on the air and help this radio station to keep going across and reaching to people. Amen. That'll be a gift. Oh, that'll be the greatest gift. Amen. That'll be a great gift. Praise our God. We thank you again for tuning into the radio broadcast. Stay tuned. Afterwards, you begin the hours of our services as you usually do on Mondays and Fridays. Amen. You'll be hitting the hours in the time of our services in the location again. All right. Listen. One thing I want you to know, and I want you to know this. Yes, sir. I love you, and there's nothing you could do about it. And there's nothing I want to do about it. The greatest gift has ever been given to mankind is Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. Accept him as your personal savior, and you can't go wrong. Amen? Amen. My time is coming gone for the day. But guess what? I got to get up. I got to leave you. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I want to say Merry Christmas to all of you. And a prosperous new year. Guess what? It's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. Be not worried. It's time for your miracle. Hold your head up. It's time for your miracle. Invite you to come and be with us again in our services. We'll look to see you. We're at 1219 South Street in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. God bless you, my friends. God bless you. I have to sign off from the radio broadcast. I'll be going off, and you'll be hearing more information about services in a few minutes. This is my time. This is your time to come up, come cross, come through. It's time for you.
I've been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Portions of WMIE's broadcasting day are underwritten by Treasure Your Landscape,
Treasure Your Landscape is a licensed and insured family business based in Brevard County with many years of experience in the landscaping business.